Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
pulling an iPhone cord out of your penis.
Yeah. You can. You've got to hope your phone's charged, though.
Because, you know, like hospital wait times, they're quite long and sometimes you just have to sit there. So
when I dislocated my shoulder, I had my headphones in and I was listening to the Jimmy Nate podcast. Remember?
Yeah. Remember you did tell me that.
So, I mean, yeah, if your hospital wait times can be quite long, so if you do manage to shove an iPhone cord into your
penis. This is on the podcast, by the way. It's not just it's not just a random thought.
He's relevant.
Yeah, no, we do. Yeah. We talk about there's a teen in the UK who does put that in his willy.
Just wild. It would just
wide willy.
Wide. Yeah.
It's just wide.
Wide willy, literally. It's I just can't imagine how you would get it in there. It was just so uncomfortable. Mm. God, it would hurt. It'd
be like a catheter, but big.
It is, like a catheter with a little USB port on the end.
I don't like having catheters in.
I've never had one.
Oh, they're the worst. Yeah. They are the worst.
It literally feels like there's something in your penis.
Well, that's, that's what there is.
No, you're so right. That's what it is.
The urethra is a sensitive thing, isn't it?
Sure is.
Mm. Oof. It just, I'm getting
the heebie-jeebies. Yeah. Heebie-jeebies.
I don't like things in my penis.
No. Don't.
That's good to know, because some people might question that. So
some people do.
You guys get some questionable messages, actually.
Yeah. Some people love it. Stop messaging us and asking, can we put something in your penis? No, you can't.
I thought a woman's vagina was an inside penis when I was, like, quite small. And so I tried to push mine back in to see if you could get it to...
You can.
You can't.
You can't.
I can. You can.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
I'll show you.
Doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It's not, is it?
It's not how science works.
No, my mum caught me. I was screaming in the bathroom.
Mum, it's gone!
She, what are you doing? I was like, I'm trying to give myself a vagina.
Your dad walks in and goes, son, that's not how you do it. I'll show you.
Yeah. Oh. Kids just, you know, we're crazy.
God, we're funny, aren't we? Kids.
Also ate mud and I was convinced it was chocolate.
Mm.
I used to make mud cakes, like out of actual mud, just sculpt it.
I used to do that too. Mm. I used to eat them though, because I was convinced that it was brown and wet.
Make potions in the bath.
Same.
Yeah, we did this on the show, remember? Mm. I never did the potion thing. I was never around any kids that did. You guys, that's a big thing. We did it on the show, remember?
Yeah.
Potions
in the bath.
Potions.
Not in the bath. I did it outside in the yard, or I'd make like fragrance.
Yeah, people sit out in the yard.
I did both. I did it in the bath with like.
Did you do it in the bath?
Did it in the bath a few times.
What's wrong with your face?
No, what's nothing. Wrong, mate? Why are you, what's happening? This is all stuff we've covered on the show.
It is, actually. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Just taking a skip down memory lane.
It's nice.
Mm. Yeah. Unfortunately. A reminder, you are the executive producer of this show.
Yeah, that actually comes up in the show. And Grace wants us to be a bit more formal, remember?
Mm. Does that make it? What's that? That's in Pie Guys.
Yeah,
Pie Guys are in there.
Hmm. So, you know, we should start talking like this.
That's not that formal.
We should start talking like this then.
Yes.
Hello.
Sexy, actually.
Oh.
I like that. Nice.
Welcome to the James and Nathan Show.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel in your ear?
I like that.
You
a
like
nice,
that?
Like, formal British accent.
Formal British. It's lovely to meet you. What's your name?
Grace.
Grace, lovely to meet you. My name's James Basil Smith III.
My name's Nathan John Edward Roy.
Jeez, we have really formal British names.
We have great
James
names.
Basil Smith and Nathan John Edward Roy.
How are you, James?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you, Nathan. It's lovely.
Oh, what was that? Oh, you seem to have put my cord in your penis.
What? We could still do
you
same
know my
content.
Jaw hurts from laughing so hard the last two
is that
days.
What it's from?
You can't put any of this in. I'm editing this.
Is there going to be a lot of beeps?
Yes.
Well, you'd have to have a long beep, wouldn't you?
That definitely
that
can't go
needs
in.
To be me.
Enjoy the podcast. The Hit Breakfast
Show with Jimmy and Nate. Oh, Choo-Choo Tuesday. Yes, indeed, Jim. The train pulling out of the station. Once again, your boys are back on the platform. Hit 100.9. The cobwebs well and truly blown out, mate.
Yeah, we blew all the cobwebs out yesterday. We're firing all cylinders. The team is on.
Sorry, there was one left. I just... You got any outside on your mic? Oof. Big one.
Big.
I'm all good.
Okay, good.
Thank you. So yes, the cobwebs are well and truly blown.
Yes,
we have blown well as a team.
Blown away.
Yes. So that's
no more cobwebs. How bad is it when you walk through an unsuspecting cobweb?
Yeah,
and especially when it's dark and you're pulling it off your face.
I reckon it's worse when it's light. Because if other people see you,
they can see you do it.
But they don't really know what's happening because they're far away. That they don't know there was a spot. So you're just kind of like, having this.
Is that man okay?
Karate chopping, swinging your arms.
It got just lots of blood.
And then you scream because you scream as well.
Yeah, you scream.
So he's just.
And then you start patting yourself like the spider's going to be on you. Yeah. We should start doing that.
I did that. I was on our holidays. I was at the Great Eastern Wine Week.
Yeah.
And I was doing one of those. I was walking through the vineyards. Trying to get one of those photos that everyone does, you know, between the rows.
Yeah, vineyard shot.
Yeah, but in one of the, it was at Springvale. The Wolf Brothers were playing.
I love the Wolfies.
And so I'm walking out there to get a cool photo, and there was a spider web between them, but no one knew. So I just start having this.
seizure out in the vines. And all
these people are looking at me going, I think Jimmy's had a few too.
A few too many Pinot Grigio.
So when I went back and tried to order another wine, they went, here, mate, have a water. Nath, a UK-based teenager has had to undergo emergency penis surgery. It's not something you want to have.
No, that's a scary one.
After he somehow managed to insert a whole USB iPhone charging cable into his urethra.
Now, this is, Eureka, I've done it. Oh, no, urethra. That's, hard to do. Difficult to do.
He did it when it was hard.
I wonder if it made the plug-in, plug-out noise when he...
The unnamed teenager inserted the charging cord, which looks to be a standard lightning to USB cable, into his urethra.
Okay. Hang on, wait.
Charging issues. It's not working.
Oh, I'll have to take it out again.
The teen was taken to a local hospital after he began urinating blood. And initial attempts to retrieve the cable from his penis, they were just pulling on it, the cord, not the penis, provided unsuccessful because the cable was knotted. So it was not,
they get knotted everywhere.
If I
leave it in like my bag, I'll fold it up nicely, it'll come out knotted.
And then it's all just a...
Imagine if it was in your ball bag. Same thing. No,
it's not his ball, but urethra.
Had to go somewhere.
When the teen was then transferred to the University College Hospital, London, the end of the USB cable was protruding from the tip of his penis.
Oh, this is
He later requested for further examination without his mother present, because his mother was there.
She knows what's going on.
No, well, apparently at that point she didn't know.
She just couldn't find her iPhone cord. Packed it overnight back for
it. I gave it to you. You said you lost yours.
You know we've only got one in the house.
My phone's nearly dead. Can you plug it in? At that point, he admitted that he inserted the cable to measure the length of his penis. So what he was going to do...
From the inside.
Good point. As producer Grace is in the studio, you put out yesterday, how do you measure a penis?
No, don't ask me that.
You said yesterday.
I said there are other ways to do it.
No, you said on the outside.
On the outside, obviously.
Yeah, of course you use it on the outside.
Yeah. Why was that so hard?
I thought you were asking tips. I don't know.
Tips?
Wouldn't be talking about the tips, mate.
No, just the whole thing.
The tip?
So what he was going to do was put the whole thing in there and then pull it out.
Oh, like a retractable measuring tape?
Yeah.
I thought he meant like a magician with like handkerchiefs.
No. Because he put the whole thing in knotted, and then he was going to pull it out to got to a point, mark that, and then pull it the whole thing out.
He's lying.
Of course he's lying.
Well, what was he doing then?
He was just doing
putting the USB cord in his penis. That's what he was doing.
But why?
For fun. He was bored.
For fun. For fun. I know you don't have a penis.
Get him a board game.
Get him an iPhone.
This is what happened. His phone ran out of battery and he couldn't play the apps.
They call me 30. They call me 24. They call me 12. They call me 73. That's not my age. That's not my age. That's not my age. It's the age game.
Yeah, Yes, everybody has an age. This is where we challenge ourselves to guess how old certain listeners are. Hobart, we need you to play and we need you to call right now. 13 10 60. Producer Grace, the official scorekeeper of the age game.
Yeah, I am the official scorekeeper of the age game and we are getting...
Grace is the official scorekeeper of the age game.
No, it's true though. We've got to ram it home, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because we haven't played in a couple of weeks.
Exactly. So. It's been a couple of weeks. We haven't played it. We're getting to the end of the year.
You're beating everything.
I didn't sleep much last night.
Play on.
You've got to ram it home.
We're ramming on.
We're getting to the end of the year. And it's still a very, very tight race, which is very exciting. Last time we played, both of you were off by 3 years.
Both of us off by 3 years.
3 years we're off
3 by. 3 years we're off by.
Both of us.
Both of us.
Jimmy is sitting at an overall difference of 136 years, and Nath is at 135 years.
Yeah, wow.
So it's very tight.
I'm at 136 years.
Guys,
and Nath...
back for another Tuesday's the age gap. Okay, so it's close.
So very year close. Difference.
1 year difference between you. Wow. And you've been kind of flip-flopping between...
I love that term, flip-flopping.
Yeah, but no one got to see Grace's hand.
Yeah,
just...
she was doing flip-flopping.
It was flip-flopping.
Yeah. I love the term.
What are you holding?
Flip-flops. I don't know. Flip-flops.
When you say flip-flopping, are you holding two flip-flops?
Why are you guys got them at your face?
Because you're just...
Oh, no one can see this.
Slapping
right
yourself in the face with it. Everyone knows what we're doing.
Exactly.
I reckon if you ask somebody to show me what flip-flopping look like.
Show me flip-flopping.
Most people would do this with their hands.
I'm Grace, flip-flopping.
Go in and out towards their face.
Like you've got flippers.
Yeah.
And you're flip-flopping.
Like you've got flippers on your hand and you're flip-flopping through life.
I reckon, put this on Instagram. At Jimmy knows.
Most people would do it that way. Cooked. Most people would do it that way.
No,
I agree,
Nathan.
That's what people would do. To flip-flop. 13 10 60. If you want to play the age game, we'll play it next. This morning, playing from Bridgewater. Hello, Taylor. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, going all right, Tay. How's your morning been?
Yeah, good. Just on my way to work.
Taylor, have you called the show recently?
No, but I am your eighth caller of the week.
Eighth caller of the week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a long time ago, Taylor.
That was a very long time ago. So good luck.
Bit of sass. Taylor, quick question. The term flip-flopping, have you heard that before?
Yeah.
How would you... Do you know what flip-flopping means?
To go between options?
Exactly.
Like you're just kind of thinking, yeah?
100%. How would you describe flip-flopping if you were just using your hands?
What?
Yeah, I know. This is the kind of stuff we get at the bottom of on this show.
Yeah, it's really going to help us narrow down your age.
Yeah. But would you use your hands and kind of go one towards your face, one away from your face, one towards your face, one away from your face? Like
that? No. I think I would, like, I don't know, put my palm up, palm down, flip
okay.
flop it.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
No, just a question.
Thanks.
46.
Taylor, what are you up to this morning?
Just on my way to work.
What do you do for work?
I am a customer service representative for Hertz.
Oh, Hertz.
Okay,
good car rental.
Yeah, very good.
What's your favorite
sometime?
I would love to. What's your favorite car that you love renting out?
Our Pajeros are pretty popular at the moment. Pajero Sports.
Yeah, just getting around the state. You know what I mean? And Pajero.
Pajero.
Yeah.
I could see Jimmy Nath traveling around Tasmania in Pajero.
Jimmy Nath Pajero. What do you reckon, Ty?
Absolutely.
All thanks to Hertz.
Oh, I love that. enough room in the Pajero. Put the seats down, have a little bit of a snooze.
Yeah, absolutely.
Glad you said snooze.
Yeah. What do you think I was going to say?
Put the seats down.
Flip-flopping.
Tay, how did you spend your last weekend? What did you get up to?
The weekend just gone.
Yeah.
Picking out kitchens to renovate my house.
Love that. Oh, what kind of, are you going for like a solo island in the middle of the kitchen or what are you looking for?
You know me too well, mate.
I do. I just don't know your age.
You are the eighth cow, but you do remember you well.
Yeah, absolutely. Best friends, mate.
Yeah, just a marble island?
No, we're going to go wood.
A wood island?
Solid timber, yeah.
Wouldn't you know?
Wouldn't you? Mm. Oh, good one. Good one.
Thanks, mate.
Married, Tay?
No, engaged.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What is the lucky person's name?
His name is Jarrah.
Jarrah. Love that. Mm. Jarrah. Any kids,
Tay? We're going for Jarrah Wood.
Jarrah Wood. Yeah. Very good. Any kids, Tay?
No.
No kids.
No kids.
Okay.
I'm pretty good. Anything else you want?
No, I'm all good,
Taylor. All right, Tay, stay there. I'm going to try and figure out your age.
We've got Taylor from Bridgewater on the line now. She was our eighth cow, caller of the week. If she was going to show you how to do flip-flopping with a hand, she'd put a hand up and then put a hand down.
Yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it?
She is the CSR for Hertz.
Yeah.
She loves to rent out the Pajero. Plenty of room when you put the seats down to snooze.
Yeah.
On the weekend, she was picking out kitchens for a house renovation, and she is going with the Centre Island bench, and it is wood. She's currently engaged to Jarra, and she has no kids.
Definitely sounds youthful, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's got a very, very...
bit of youth about, a bit of pep.
Bit of pep. Bit up and about for her.
It's fun to say, isn't it?
Pep. I've got an age.
Yeah, I've got an
age.
I'm
not confident.
I'm never confident in this game, but I've got an age. Oh, we've gone the same. We have gone the same. All right, Taylor, we're going to bring you back. Taylor, both Jimmy and Nath have said 28. I guess the question to you, are you 28?
No.
Can I just say, I was going to write 29 before she says how old she was.
Wow.
I was going to write 27.
Okay.
Okay. How old are you, Tay?
I'm 25, but thanks.
20. Okay. So that whoa was like an offended kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you just sound very put together for a 25-year-old. Island bench.
Most 25-year-olds I know.
Mate, yeah, I don't even know where to keep the forks in my kitchen. You've got an island bench. Yeah. So I'm
not yet. Not yet. Forks. Have an island bench.
Must be nice.
You got forks, Taylor. You just sporks.
Well, look, here's a good representation, Taylor. Producer Grace is 25. And you don't really have your life together, do you, Grace?
Oh, not at all.
No.
You ever thought about, this is for you, Producer Grace, you ever thought getting renovating your kitchen?
Oh, yes, actually. I just don't have enough money.
Yeah, true.
But Tay's doing
it. Tay, have you got enough money or is she
doing okay, Tay?
You're doing all right, Tay. Hey, we got to get into the car rental business.
I moved into Hertz.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any jobs going at Hertz, Tay?
I think they've filled them, but you can always check on the website.
All right, what if we do this right now, Tay? 13 1060, if you want to rent a Pajero, give us a call and then we'll get a job. It's your birthday, so you're about to get a birthday shout-out. Birthday. Hit.com.au if you want one, God.
Look, we're still having tech issues. So if we did miss out on the 2 weeks we're away, we'll try and get them at some stage. Two for today. We've got Deborah first. Happy birthday from your family in Taz, Vic, Sydney and New Zealand.
Oh, wow, everywhere.
And that's from your family in Taz, Vic, Sydney and New Zealand.
So does that mean people are streaming us from the NZ?
Yep.
Getting in their birthday shout? It's going to hit.com.au.
Because you can download the listener app. You can listen to anywhere in the world.
Absolutely you can, mate. Well said.
Listener without me. And also young Eleanor, Ellie, turning 10 today.
10.
Big double figures.
Double ditch.
And that's from Lisa and the family. Ellie's very excited to turn 10 today. So we hope you have a cracking day.
Yeah, 10's a big year, isn't it? It's when things start getting serious at 10.
I just remember when I turned 10, I was so excited because I could just hold all my fingers up.
So easy. So easy to say how old you are, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because when you do it, I feel like the hardest one is like 7. You know what I mean?
No, it's pretty easy.
7 or 8.
Yeah.
Because I've got stubby fingers, you know what I mean?
Stop doing hand stuff on the show this morning.
I'm doing lots of hand gear.
It's an audio medium.
Would you call it a handbrake when I'm doing it?
Yes.
Come on today. Dos, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis. Give it to me, Jimmy. The boys, the boys. Give it to me, Nate. The boys, the boys. Give it to me, Jimmy. The boys, the boys. And all of Hobart says from the Pie Guys. Yeah, the Pie Guys are back.
Yeah, and we're back, guys.
And we are the Pie Guys. Bit of confusion yesterday.
We're not going to pretend that we're not.
No. Because, look, if you want us to come to your house, yep, Nathan and I, we're giving up our Saturday. We're not being actually paid for this, by the way.
No, we're not. No. But, I mean, it is very fun.
It is very fun. Look, it's a highlight on our calendar. Yeah. If you are new to the show, it's not something that we did last year because of COVID. Mm. We weren't allowed to, but we did do it a couple of years before.
We had planned to do it. We were trying to figure out a way to do it, but Zoom Pie Guys, not fun.
Nah, I think at one stage we were going to get to drop them at your door.
Yeah, we were going to do like a safety version. But the thing is, people couldn't have people over and then defeated the purpose of the party.
So we just scratched it.
Yeah.
But it is back this year and hopefully bigger than ever.
Mm.
There might even be a celebrity appearance.
Oh. from the pie god.
Not, no, not
us. We're going to be there this year.
Potentially. There could be
a celebrity appearance.
I don't know. There's just some wheels moving in the background.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But Nathan and I will come to your house. You just got to call us 131060. Tell us that you're having an AFL grand final party. Has to be more than five people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, more than merry. I'd love to go to a house with 50, 60 people.
Oh, there is no cap on it.
No.
The
no
more limit. People, the better. If you've got 50, 60, 100 people, even better. Great.
Don't think we can feed 50, 60, 100 people.
Absolutely not.
But we can come and just have a beer, say good day.
Yeah, if you got 50, 60, 100 people.
100.
Yeah. 50, what's that? It's a big number.
If you're having a party at Blunston, you're having 10,000.
Yeah, then that would probably be the only party we'd go to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In terms of being able to feed everybody.
No, so true.
But, yeah, as you said, you've got to be having a party. And also, even more important, you've got to like hot pies. Hot free pies.
Hot free pies, yeah. Mm. We'll do a little swapsy. We'll give you the pies. You give us some...
Good attitude.
Good attitude. That's all we want.
Maybe a beer. Because we're going to be parched, mate.
Nathan and I will share a beer.
We'll share one beer.
Share one beer.
We've got those double straws. You know what I mean? Put them in and... It'd be nice.
Nathan and I are bringing our own straws, COVID safe.
COVID safe.
Metal straws.
Of course.
Because we don't love the soft ones.
Soggy ones.
But look, yes, 131060 number, but you can also head to the website, hit.com.au. And you know what? Today I might chuck something up on our Instagram as well.
Sure. All right, 131060, jump on the phones right now. If you want us to come to your AFL grand final party, if you want free pies thanks to National Pies, of course, Tassie's favourite National Pies, baked fresh daily in Hobart, you've got to call us right now. 131060. We will put more AFL grand final parties in the running next for a visit from the Pie Guys. On hit, Aussie music superstar, Big Jack Vigen on the show after 7:30. He's got a new song out. And also, rumours are he's on The Masked Singer.
He's the burrito.
Yeah,
we're convinced.
Is the burrito. Will he tell us?
Spoilers.
Ah, who cares, mate? Is anyone watching?
No, you're so right.
Yeah.
It's time for the pie, guys.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
Give it to me, Jimmy. The pies, the pies. Give it to me, Nate. The pies, the pies. Give it to me, Jimmy. The pies, the pies.
And all of Hobart says from the pie guys.
Just quickly, he's a kebab, not the burrito. Same thing there.
Oh, same thing.
Potato.
Same thing.
Is a burrito kebab?
Ooh, that's a big question for tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Burrito kebab.
We'll do that on the show tomorrow, 131060. Yeah. Burrito kebabs.
Zambreros will have something to say about that. So will Mykonos.
We put them head to head.
Oh, yes.
I'm aware they're different things, Grace. She's just putting that through in the chat. We're doing comedy.
Yeah.
Let
me explain it to you.
Our jokes work.
Let's just write down.
Grace has written through kebab, Lebanese, burrito, Mexican.
Yeah, we understand that. This is a
joke.
They're
clearly different. They're filled with different things.
Kebabs sometimes have chips in them.
Hey, is there a difference between a pie and a kebab? Both got meat in them.
Nah. Pie, sausage roll, same thing. See,
Grace,
we're doing
Grace
a bit.
Getting so angry.
You're not happy with this.
This is really upsetting to me.
Why?
It's comedy, mate.
Because you sound silly.
Have you?
That's the point of this show. How long have you been here? How long have you been
working on this? Why do you want me to make you sound smart?
I just want to know, you are the executive producer of this show. So anything we say reflects on you.
That's why I want you to not sound silly.
Okay. We'll chat up.
Let's get real formal with Pie Guys then.
Yeah, well.
The Pie Gentleman.
We're the Pie Gentleman. This Saturday we shall be visiting your establishment or your...
We won't be there. we'll send somebody out.
We'll be sending out the hit squad to deliver hot meat pies. But please tag us in your story.
Allegedly thanks to National Pies.
The greatest pies.
Say, listen to that. How boring is that?
I liked it.
Oh. Mate, let's go to the phones.
Kevin from Claremont. Hello, Kev. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Kev, do you like the show as it is, or do you think it needs to be less silly?
Oh, no, it's all right. You guys are pretty funny.
Yeah, thanks, Kev. I'll take pretty funny any day.
Kev, you knew I was joking when I said burritos and what did I say? Kebabs the same thing.
Burritos for the grand final.
Yeah, burrito.
Maybe next year.
Burrito boys.
Yeah.
I like that.
Next year.
The burrito boys. Kebab
Get
kids a year
mouth.
After. All right.
Kebab kids. You're on fire.
I know. It's me today, isn't it? Righto, Kev. You having an AFL party?
Yep.
How many people, Kev?
Friend is about 15 to 20.
Oh, so it's not your party, it's a mate of yours.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, 15-20 people, that's good. Whereabouts are you having it?
Dromedary.
Beautiful part of the world.
Kev, can you assure that everybody in that party enjoys having hot pies?
Oh, they love it.
What about the person hosting the party? Do they know that they could be getting a visit from the pie guys?
No, not yet.
Like little that. Surprise.
Yeah.
Rock up. Oh, my God.
Surprise.
You are some on today. Come kiss me. Sorry, Kev.
All right, Kev, you're
all right, Kev, you got it. Good on you.
Cheers.
Yep. Cool. Sam from Claremont. Hello, Sam. You having an AFL party?
Oh, we are, boys.
Okay. How many people are we talking, Sammy?
Seven.
Seven people. All right. All your mates, Sam?
Nah, just a couple of family and the neighbour next door.
Oh, the neighbour, just one out.
The neighbour.
You've got one neighbour, do you, Sam?
Oh, yeah.
So there's only like a neighbour on one side. There's no one on the other side.
No, no, just the neighbour that we talk to.
Oh.
Ooh.
What happened to the other neighbour?
Oh, we don't want to go there.
Don't want to go there.
There's a bit of controversy.
No pies for you.
Oof. No hot pies. Maybe some cold pies for him. Mm-hmm. And some eggs on the door.
No.
Sam, would you like a visit from the Pie Guys?
Yeah, and what we'll do, we'll swap you for dinner if you want.
You'll swap us for dinner? What are you having for dinner?
Pasta, I'm pretty sure.
Pasta for pies. I think we might order under the pies. Sam, you're in the running, okay? Good on you.
Cheers, boys.
All right, here we go. Seamus from Signet. Hello, Seamus. How are you?
Hey, top of the morning to you, lads. I think your show is great.
Thanks.
Seamus. Appreciate it.
Why is it always the girls that want to be so formal and stupid?
All right. Okay. Luck of the Irish over here.
Seamus, I'm getting the feeling that your accent is fake. Is it fake or are you really Irish?
No, it's you Aussie guys. You're trying to get me to tell if I fucking Aussie guy.
You were so close.
You just lost it there, Seamus. Is your name even Seamus?
Yes, it is.
Where's the party?
When you come along, I'll hit you with my shillelagh.
With your shillelagh? Right, whereabouts in Ireland are you from, Seamus?
I'm from a little place just outside Dublin.
What's it called?
It's called Shillelagh.
Shillelagh. Okay. And what are your parents' names, Seamus?
Ignis and Betty.
Ignis and Betty. When did you move over to Australia?
Oh, about 20 years ago.
20 years ago. Still got the accent coming in thick.
You guys are trying to get me to speak Aussie. It's very hard to pick up.
Can you have a crack at doing an Aussie accent?
Oh.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How you going?
So who's at this party, Seamus?
Oh, we got great-grandfather, we got a couple of grandmothers, and got a couple of the young fellas. Maybe a dozen, 15 people.
Okay, whereabouts? In Signet or?
Yes, in Signet.
In Signet, beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, we love Signet. Right, are you happy? Everyone there likes pies, Seamus?
Oh, yes, and the grandmother said she might do you a nice pulled pork bun.
Oh, I love pulled pork.
Pulled pork bun.
That's good.
Yeah, I love that. Love it. Is that an Irish delicacy?
Oh, it's something she picked up over here. I don't know. It's like the flu.
Like the flu? A few Guinnesses this morning, Seamus?
Oh, I'd love to.
Jim, this is very exciting. He's an Australian singer, best known for winning the fifth season of Australia's Got Talent when he was just 14 years old.
Where does Tom go?
And also, what are we doing?
I know.
This person's winning Australia's Got Talent at 14. God, we suck. He's appeared on The Voice and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. His new single, Goodbye, is out now. He's a good friend of our executive producer Grace. He's also definitely the kebab on The Masked Singer. Please welcome Jack Vigeon. Jack, welcome.
It's all anyone's talking about, Jack. You know, we've got to put the rumours to rest. Do you actually know our producer, Grace?
I do.
Okay,
I do. Is that the rumour?
Yeah, that is a rumour. Because she's been claiming she's a close personal friend. She claims she has your phone number.
Yeah, we've been friends for years. I love Grace. I miss Grace.
Okay. Oh. All right. Jack, are you the kebab?
No, I'm not.
Two lies. Two lies already, Jack.
No, I'm waiting for Channel 10 to call me up. I want to do the show.
Okay, Jack, look, we're just going to rip straight into it because this is the big question. I mean, producer Grace, friend of yours, she knows your voice, back to front.
Producer, you can come to the studio.
Come in the studio.
You've been on the record.
Mm. Because, Grace, would you agree? I mean, you know Jack's voice.
Yeah.
Now, you heard the kebab singing the other night. And you just said to us off air, you are willing to put your house on the fact that that is Jack Vigeon. Jack, how would you explain that?
I don't know. I mean,
Oh, look, I know Jack can't give anything away. It's, if it is him, obviously, and I don't want to throw him under the bus, but I would put my house on it.
Okay, put your house.
Looks like you're losing your house, dog.
You might be hanging out with Grace sooner than you thought. She's homeless, and she was
sleeping on my couch.
Well, Jack, first things first, mate. How are you? The release of the new song, Goodbye. This must be pretty exciting for you.
Yeah, it is. Look, it's been a bit of an emotional week just because it's such a personal song, and it's the song Goodbye. It's about my past relationship with drug abuse. So it's been a bit of a heavy topic for me, but it feels really good to kind of be able to share this part of my story and get it out into the world.
Jack, how hard is it when you're in the writing process for a song like this that obviously has such a personal and emotional connection with you? How hard is it to get the words down and to make sure that you capture it in the way that you want to do so?
Oh, it was really easy for this song. It just kind of happened. We wrote it within about an hour, and then I was recording the vocals, and so it just kind of flowed out. I mean, I wrote it the week after I decided to get sober, and it was after a pretty scary close call experience, and I think it just kind of, yeah, it just, I think it was meant to be. It was very healing for me.
You said there, like, you wrote it in an hour. Do you ever put a time frame on when you're writing songs, like that it should be, it take a bit longer, or it should be shorter? You just sort of put it down and be like, all right, if it's done, it's done.
It never really takes longer than a couple of hours, really, to get the song. It depends. I mean, the last 6 months, for some reason, the writing sessions have been a lot quicker. I feel like I've just been in more of a writing space. But, I mean, I usually do a writing session for about 4 hours all up, and I try and record a demo in that time as well.
How do you know when a song is done? I mean, when you're going through the recording process and the writing
process.
You never know.
So do you look back at
perfectionism?
Do you look back at songs that you put out and you're like, oh, I wish I could just slightly change that or maybe move this lyric?
Oh, always. I think I'll always do that, but I just have to learn to be happy with what I've put out. Okay. It's the perfectionism in me.
Yeah. Jake, you look at your, kebab costume and you go, there just needs to be an extra piece of lettuce right there on the top.
Well, I mean, question for you, Jack, nothing to do with Masked Singer or the kebab or anything, but on a night out, when you're wrapping up the night out and you're like, oh, I'm hungry, I've had a big night, it's probably 3 a.m. in the morning, what's your go-to food?
There's this on Oxford Street, just up from Stonewall, which is this gay bar, is this place. I just don't know what it's called, but they do the best pizza.
Come on.
Pizza and kebabs,
Jack. They also do kebabs there too, apparently.
Grace, you've been there, haven't you?
I've been there, yes.
Grace, are they known more for their pizza?
Grace, we have been there together. I've never gotten a kebab in my life.
But they have the option for kebabs.
They do. I think you're more the kebab guy.
Jack.
Yeah, I usually get pizza and a kebab.
Jack, is it true that when you were auditioning for The Masked Singer, the two costume options they gave you was a pizza or a kebab?
It's not me.
You couldn't be a pizza because pizza's so it's flat. You know what I mean? Like a kebab, you can fit a person in.
And that's why you chose the kebab.
Yeah,
that's
makes
why,
sense.
Yeah. Is that why you chose it, Jack?
It's not me.
Oh, Jack, you are a good sport, mate. We appreciate you coming on the show. I do feel like a kebab now. Have you been to Hobart before, Jack?
I've been once before, but it was years ago. And it's for a Christmas gig. It's probably about 10 years ago, so I need to come back.
You do, because we have a place in Sandy Bay called Mykonos, and they do awesome Jackovich kebabs. They do awesome. They do awesome kebabs.
Oh, good. Well, I'll be sure to check it out.
There's a few good pizza places as well, Grace.
Yeah, definitely some good pizza places.
Yeah.
Tiamo. Cool. Yeah.
Tiamo, you've been there a few times?
No, I haven't been there actually.
Are you friends with Jack Vision or not? Jack, mate, we appreciate you coming on the show. The new single, go and have a listen to it. Goodbye. It is out right now. Jack, we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Take it off. Take it off. Alpha Bucks Millionaire. Alpha Bucks. Yeah, that's right. A guaranteed $1 million listener is going to win that if you want to be a part of it. $1 million Alpha Bucks, that is. Very simple. Download the listener app for free. That is Listener Without an E, Jim. You search for your boys, Jimmy Nath. Our podcast is there. Have a little listen to that. And also, fill out the competition entry form. This whole process takes less than a minute. You'll play for $1,000 with us. You win that. We send you over to Carrie and Tommy. $1 million day where you'll play for a guaranteed $1 million. And how about this? All entries this week. So if you enter this week, you're going to get 5 bonus clues. 5 bonus clues for Carrie and Tommy's game on Monday. So Carrie and Tommy also play Alpha Bucks every day, and they're going to give you the 5 bonus clues, bringing you closer. How good is that?
That's good.
I love that.
Love clues. We're not allowed to give any.
No, we're not. No, that's Carrie and Tommy. I'd give so many
just
clues.
Just so you know, how about I'd give them all away.
We just give away the answers.
I'd just give you $1,000.
Yeah, does it? We can't give away clues if we just give away the answers. You know what I mean? Kelly from Cambridge. Hi, Kel. How are you?
Hi, I'm really good. How are you guys?
Going all right, Kel. $1,000,000. Any idea what you'd spend that on?
Oh, so many things. I'd just have a really big party to start with, probably.
Yeah,
oh,
good call.
Give Kelly the money.
Yeah. Where would you have it? Would you have the party at home, Kel? Would you rent out a space? Or?
Oh, I could have both. I could have 2 parties.
Absolutely.
You could have 3 parties.
As many parties as you want.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really skimp on the money, you could have 1,000,000 parties. Just everyone just needs to bring their own stuff.
That doesn't sound as fun.
No, yeah, not as fun.
No, because it'd be $1 a party, which should, I don't know, that doesn't get you anything.
Yeah, but I tell you, 1,000,000 parties sounds pretty good though, doesn't it?
It does.
Let's focus on that. 1,000,000
focus
parties.
Focus on the positives, guys.
1,000,000 parties, guaranteed. All right, Kel, are you ready to play this morning for $1,000?
I am. Let's do it.
All right, Kelly, this morning your letter is O. Jim, as in O for...
O. Oh, yeah.
Your 30-second starts into the first...
Or onion,
yeah, of course.
Onion.
Your 30-second starts into the first topic I give you. You can pass, we can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Kelly from Cambridge, are you ready to play?
I am, let's do it.
All right, Kelly, your first question, beginning with O. Name a talk show host.
Oprah.
A Hobart bar.
Obar.
Something you wear.
Overall.
A toothpaste brand.
Oral-B.
An element on the periodic table.
Pass.
A Lil Nas X song.
Oh, pass.
A Disney character.
Ophelia.
State in America.
Ohio.
A band.
Pass.
Occupation.
Occupational therapist.
Element on the periodic table.
Oh.
I wish one of the answers was oh.
You did pretty well, Kelly.
You did just, really well.
Yeah, you got.
Oh, it's tricky.
Yeah, it is. You got it's a bit tricky there with the element on periodic table, oxygen.
Yeah, I stumbled on that one.
And I did, as Nath just said, Kelly. I played with Nath before, just during the news, and I said Lil Nas X song, and Nath answered me Old Horse Home.
Yeah,
which is not the song. It's Old Town Road.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Have you heard of Old Horse Home before, Kelly?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, that's because it doesn't exist.
I went, Nath, you know, goes, I'm gonna take you down to the, and then Nath went,
Old Horse Home.
Yeah, you did pretty well, Kel. You're getting $50 thanks to my state bank.
Yeah. So the human way to bank that $50 is all yours, Kel. Okay.
Awesome, thank you.
Good on you, Kelly.
Nath, I want to ask now on 131060, do you think Jimmy, that's me, guys, do you think I got injured when I went mountain biking in St. Helens?
This is a classic. Did we do this for Ben Lohman when you popped your shoulder out?
No, did we do who got injured?
I think.
Oh, no, that was when we flipped the ATV when we were doing
Geez, we've done a lot of injury, which one, Jimmy or Nath, and the answer has been the same.
So this one isn't Jimmy or Nath, it's just me, because, yeah. I mean, you didn't go.
It's if, or did I?
Or some good video editing.
Trick question, I went, I got injured.
On that little, I don't know if you saw it, there's a little, like, rusted bike that you uploaded.
Yeah.
Where did you find that, by the way?
Well, funnily enough, so, I mean, if you've kept up to date with the socials, you get, I think that it's got
its still
own
there.
Private archive tile. You can
it's
go check it out.
Private archive
Jimmy
tile.
Nath Instagram. Jimmy Nath, yeah. You wanted to splice me in because you were at Great Eastern Wine Week. And you're like, Nath, can you do some stuff? Because I was in WA, so I didn't get to go to the Great Eastern Wine Week with you. And you were doing, you did mountain biking.
And the good people up there, because it wasn't just wine stuff. Like I said, there was mountain biking and stuff. They wanted Jimmy and Nath.
Yeah.
So I thought, using my good video editing skills, I'd just edit you in.
Splice me into it. So you said, can you do something like to do with mountain biking? And just so happened, the Airbnb I was staying at in a place called Carnarvon, population about 1,500 people. In the Airbnb, there was an old rusted miniature bike leaning up against the back fence. And I was like, what are the odds of that? So I got on it. Meg, my partner, was like, don't you touch that. That is riddled with rust.
You'll need a tetanus shot, Nathan.
Yeah, so. I did it. Right. I don't care.
So look, I went up. The mountain biking in St. Helens is
amazing. Mm. I'll be honest, I'd heard a lot about Derby, but I hadn't heard that much about St Helens.
Well, it's only new, isn't it?
It's only new there, yeah. They've had so much work done. Even you can ride from the mountain biking back into town, and that's so cool.
That's so nice.
So I went with shout out to Tyler. I might try and get him on the show and have a chat to him from Gravity Isle.
Mm-hmm.
He took me up there, and we did a bit of a tour. And look, I've put a little bit on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. You can see me balancing on one leg.
A little sneak preview. Yeah, that's quite talented. Look like you're an acrobat.
Look like I'm some sort of acrobat. I did a bit of mountain biking when I was younger, so that's why.
You've been around.
I've been around.
You've been around.
So that's why I was confident enough to pull off such an advanced move.
Well, you used to be a BMX guy too.
I did. Had pegs on the back.
Yep.
So I could.
Sorry. We don't need to know about that bit.
No, so you can stand up and do tricks.
Oh yeah, I had pegs on the back of my mountain bike. Because all my friends had BMX bikes, and Mum and Dad got me a mountain bike from Big W, and I was like, Mum and Dad, they've all got pegs. Can I get some pegs? And Dad goes, you can't put pegs on a mountain bike. I'm like, absolutely, I can.
And so, you wouldn't have been able. Did Dad put them on for you?
Yeah, Dad put them on, and I used to, you know, peg them.
Peg your mates,
pegging them home on a mountain bike.
I use my pegs on myself.
So you would stand
on the pegs,
self peg,
So I want to ask.
Yeah, sure.
I'll put a poll up on Instagram at Jimmy Nath. You can see me carrying on a bit.
Do you peg your
mates?
No.
Let's reminisce. ATVs. I flipped one.
Yeah.
I then dislocated my shoulder snowboarding.
Yes.
I told this to Tyler. At mountain biking.
Mm.
And he's like, what?
Yeah.
He's like, you want to go up on the mountain? Yeah. You're the bloke that flipped the ATV disc at the show, and then you want to go up the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, go again.
Okay, I don't learn my lesson.
Yeah, third time lucky.
Living, mate. Living.
Absolutely.
So, what do you think, Hobart? 13-10-60. You know us pretty well. You know me. It's Jimmy. Do you think I got injured? Do you think I injured myself some way mountain biking?
Yeah, it's a simple yes or no. Did Jimmy get injured? 13-10-60. Jump on the phones right now. Did he get injured mountain biking?
Yeah, we've just asked 13-10-60. Do you think, Jimmy, that's me, guys, do you think I got injured when I was mountain biking in St Helens?
Mm. Odds on five.
A little bit of history of the show. We've been experiencing our backyard, experiencing the off-season here in Tassie.
Mm.
We went ATVing in Freycinet.
They're little four-wheelers.
Little four-wheelers. I flipped that over.
You did? Even though it had a cage on it. Managed to flip it.
Just a quick one. If you ever do get tip something over, have a Nath with you. Because he just comes over, uses his big muscles to flip you back over.
Not before having a little laugh first. Kind of let you trying to sit there, dwell in it a little bit, because you're like, hanging upside down in your seatbelt, which is nice.
So he put me up. Yeah. As soon as Nate put me up, though.
Yeah, you're off again, aren't you?
It's gone.
Like a little kid is falling over in his little trike or something.
Then I've been told it's okay. Yeah. And as soon as I'm told it's okay,
back off. I was waiting for you to do that thing kids do, you know, when they're not actually in pain, but they see other people fussing and then they start crying.
No, I just wanted to get on with it. You know, I'm about living. And then I dislocated my shoulder when I was snowboarding at that moment. So how do you think I went mountain biking? Now, I have put up a poll on Instagram.
Okay.
So before we head to the phones to see what Hobart thinks, at the moment, 80% of you, Hobart, you said,
yeah,
I've hurt myself.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's going to be the main answer.
History.
People are going to say yes.
History repeating.
It really does. Maggie from Campania. Mags, what do you reckon? Did Jimmy injure himself mountain biking?
The kids are yelling yes in the background.
The kids are yelling an absolute yes, 100%. What about you personally, though, Mags?
Yep.
Yeah.
Any reason why, Maggie, you think I hurt myself?
We listen to the show all the time, so...
Yeah, it's a safe bet. Great. It's definitely a safe bet, Maggie. If you had to pick an injury that he did, what do you reckon he did?
We reckon he hurt his arm.
Hurt his arm. Yeah, upper body. That seems to be the weak point.
It's all pretty...
It's all pretty glass, isn't it? All right, thanks, Mags. Megan from Midway Point. Megs, same question. Did Jimmy injure himself mountain biking? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Any reason why, Megs?
I just think you're accident prone.
Mm. No,
he
it's
is.
True.
No, he is accident prone. Can you be accident prone, though, if you look for accidents? Which is... I mean,
I'll say yes.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm living my life too hard, Meeks? You know what I mean? Life in the fast lane.
No, I think you're living it to your fullest.
To my fullest.
Yeah.
That's what I hope.
Who knows how long it'll go for. But Meeks, same question. What injury, if he did do an injury mountain biking?
We don't know yet.
We don't know.
I think he just went over the handlebars, so he's just hurt his whole body. It's just
insane. So, yeah, a bit of whole body. Maybe some grazes on the knees or something, Meeks?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Let's go to Ava. So you're 2 from 2, including, and then you got the poll.
The 80%.
Okay. Ava, she's only 11 years old from Hobart. Hello, Ava. How are you?
Good.
Ava, big question for Jimmy. Do you think he got injured mountain biking?
Yes, I do think yes. so.
Okay.
Well, Ava, it's Jimmy here. Why do you think I hurt myself?
I don't really know, but like, yeah, I don't know.
You
but
don't know. You just seem like
the type of person.
Ava, do you have a message for Jimmy? Because he seems to keep getting himself into trouble, getting injured. What would you say?
We don't know if I've got injured.
Yeah,
this time.
We don't know yet. But what would you say to him in the future if he's doing things that might be a bit dangerous, Ava?
Maybe just not do them.
Oh, it's a good attitude, isn't it, Ava?
No, it's not. Because you've got to live your life. Can't be scared.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you don't be scared, but don't do silly things.
No,
that's what Ava's saying.
It's about living, mate.
Ava?
Yeah?
I think that was great advice. I'm sorry Jimmy won't take it. She goes, oh, well, he'll learn, won't he? He'll learn.
No, I'm no, turning won't. 32 in a month. If I haven't learned by now, I don't think I'm going to be learning.
All right, Tonia. Hi, Tonia. How are you?
Hi, how's it going?
We're going all right, Tonia. A big question. I mean, so far we're 3 from 3, including the big poll as well.
It's 4 from 4 then.
Tonia, do you think Jimmy got injured mountain biking?
Oh, definitely. Definitely accident prone.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'd ask why, but you just think I'm accident prone, Tonia.
Well, you're always having accidents.
Yeah, no, you're right there.
It is. Tonia, I mean, just before we do let you go.
Producer Grace, can you get the definition of accident prone, please?
Just says
not
Jimmy.
Really. Someone who keeps having accidents.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Well, thank you, Tonia. I was asking Producer Grace, but thank you.
No,
for...
Tonia's great.
Oh, that's okay.
Tonia, if Jimmy was to do an injury mountain biking, what do you think he's done?
Oh, well, he's done his shoulder, so I'll do something a bit different. I'll say collarbone.
Collarbone. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. All right. Just, thanks, Tony.
Now, Producer Grace has given me the definition. It says having a greater than average number of accidents or having personality traits that predispose to accidents. Yeah.
Yeah. You're both of those things.
How would you, Producer Grace, how would you describe me that I live life?
Reckless.
How does Jimmy live? With reckless abandonment. No, the drum roll, please.
Okay, the big drum roll. But
yes, went here we go. Mountain biking in St. Helens, went down some of the big runs, the Shuckers runs. Not injured,
boom.
Guys.
Zero injuries.
Did not fall off the bike.
Zero injuries.
Even if you head to our Instagram at Jimmy Nath, I was on one leg balancing down some of the runs, absolutely arrogantly, even though after my surgeon for my shoulder said, do not go mountain biking.
Yep.
Explicitly, that was the one thing he said not to do, because apparently a lot of people injure themselves.
Yeah, of course.
Didn't injure myself.
See, this is why I wish I was there, because I just would have pushed you off. I was like, he needs to learn.
This is why. Every now and then I manage to do something and not get injured, and I go... Hang on, I can...
Hang on a minute. Yeah, this is why. Now the
my
next
luck's
five
changing.
Things...
My luck's
no,
changing.
It's not. Tell you what, Jim, we are happy. We are stoked to be back on the airwaves, wrapping things up.
Certainly, yeah. It's time for the show, Brady, though. Very quickly, before we find out if Ben's back, because he wasn't yesterday. Oh, what happened?
Or did we already flick him?
Did we flick him? all right, show rating. So let me have a look. I haven't written anything down yet. I'm going to give it... I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10.
That's what I was thinking, 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Didn't. Oh, I'm sorry, team.
I just put your laptop on silent.
Thank silent you. In the studio, mate, when the mics
no,
are on.
You're so right. I'm so sorry. No,
I know we've had a couple of weeks off, but I blew out the cobwebs yesterday.
8 out of 10. I thought it was a good show. Yeah. I was also a little pissed off that Hobart just constantly came after me and said that I hurt myself when I didn't.
Yeah, well, I mean, it. They didn't come after you. You did ask the question.
No, you're so right. Yeah. Ask. You know what I always say?
Ask a stupid question.
Get a stupid
get
answer.
Get a stupid answer.
I was just going to say ask a question, get an answer, but...
Oh. Well, I don't think that's the saying.
I said what I said. I don't know what's a saying. I can say anything. I can say woozle wozzle. Where'd you go?
I've got 9 out of 10.
No, 9?
Yeah.
That's good.
Was there a reason why?
It was a great show. I like that people came after you. We had Jack Vigen on the show.
Yeah, that was a good chat.
We had Tom Tilly from the Briefing Podcast on the show. And, of course, the Pie Guys. Pie Guys just makes me happy. Yeah, it's my favourite thing we do on the calendar.
Chatted about that kid in the UK who put a iPhone cord in his penis.
Oh, yeah, that was early on.
Very early, that one. It was
very early. There's a reason for it.
Yeah, you have to get the podcast to hear about that one.
Welcome, ex-Benny. He's still here, guys.
Hello. Welcome back, guys. First time seeing you in 2 weeks.
Did you manage to get that iPhone cord out? Or?
Just.
You know you can measure it from the outside.
Sorry, that was that funny, was it, Nate? Nate's lost it.
Oh, that's why he wasn't in yesterday.
He's fully charged.
I'm ready to go.
Oh, God. Who ruined Hobart?
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.